Someone suggested last week that being this is the week of Lag BaOmer, that we take a look at Reb Tzadik's thoughts about Lag BaOmer. So, Bemis, we have a number of fascinating items regarding Lag BaOmer, and basically it'll be divided into three parts. The first chelik is a study of what Reb Tzadik's attitude is concerning the significance of the Petira of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, which is the highlight of Lag BaOmer. Certainly Miron, everybody knows, which is one of the most popular days and most visited Mokim in Eretz Yisrael. It goes back already hundreds of years, literally many, many centuries. The Archaim HaKadosh writes about his experiences of making the trek from Yerushalayim on a Chamor, you know, down to Miron, without a smooth highway also. So, and then as it came closer, he says he got off and he said and started to climb, he says, by foot, he says, because to go, he says, to the holy Tana, the Shimon ben Yochai, he says, and Davzach Matriach Dan, he says, you have to use your feet, he says, not to sit on the comfort of the Chamor, he says. So that's one idea here we have. The second thing is the Tzaddik's attitude towards the study of Kabbalah. Because one of the most significant things, again, about Lag BaOmer is, as the Bnei Yisroel tells us, and Reb Shimon himself writes it in the Zohar HaKodesh, he says that on the day of his Petira was revealed secrets of Panimius HaTorah that was never revealed in this world until the day of the Petira of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So this is an opportunity to have a little bit of a look at what Reb Tzadik's attitude is to Kabbalah, to Panimius HaTorah. And number three, being that the Yemei HaSfira, which again the significance of Lag BaOmer is that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, which was because from the Havgu Kovet Zelozet, that's the Loshon Chazal. So it's kedai to have a little look at Reb Tzadik's attitude towards the Havas Yisrael, which basically is the primary proponent to that is Omer Rabbi Akiva, the famous song, Yehavtol Reacho Kamoicho Zeklal Godol Batayre. And this is all part of the Yemei HaSfira, and specifically Lag BaOmer. All right, so we take a look at the first item. First item we look is really a pasuk in Keheles, which the Gemara, by the way, in Chagiga also has a treatment on this pasuk in Keheles. Keheles Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk says, Divrei Chachomim. Keheles expounds on the greatness and the chashivas of one's attitude towards the Chachomim, to the sages and to the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Says Kehelas that Divrei Chachomim are kedarvoinois. The words of the wise people are like darvoinois. Darvoinois is a specific tool which keeps the plow machine in a straight line. In those days, of course, plowing was done in a primitive way. You'd hook up the plow implement, right, to an animal. But you have to make sure that the animal will go in a straight line because you wanted to plow straight. So it was called a darvon, which was a tool which actually kept it in line. So it's Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Kehelas, the Divrei Chachomim are like kedarvonois. This is straight. It is Yoshar. If you want to know the Derech HaYoshar, you want to know the straight path, is the words of the wise. It's Divrei Chachomim. And then he says, Ukimas Marois Netuim. And like nails that are well driven, Mas Marois, like nails that are well driven, are what? Are Bale Asufois. Bale Asufois are the sayings of the masters of collections. In other words, the great Bekiyim, the great Chachomim, the Chachmei Yisrael, who have amassed a great amount of knowledge, Los Nasifa. So you have to listen to the words of the masters of the collections who have collected all of the memories and all of the teachings. And this is like nails that are well driven in. And the bottom line is that Nitnu Meroy Echot. It doesn't make a difference whether you listen to this Chacham or you hear the Shir of this Rosh Yeshiva or this Godim Godel or whatever it may be. We're talking about the Divrei Chachomim, and this is all Nitnum Roy Echad, that they all come from one shepherd. Fine. This is a pasuk in Keheles. It says again, Bale Yasufois. Specifically, we're going to focus just on this Nekudah, Bale Yasufois. That a person is Matzliach if he listens to the saying of the Bale Yasufois, the masters of the collections. So among the many interpretations what Bale Yasufois means, we have the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Nosoi. And the Medrash says a fascinating thing. And the deeper meaning of this Medrash is what Reb Tzadik actually addresses himself. Simple meaning is, as we see the words of Chazal, Bale Yasufois means, Eimasai hem netuim divrei Torah, ba'odom hazeh. When is it that Kehelet says that the words of Torah are firmly planted, like nails driven in, right? Which means it's sturdy, it's permanent. When does Divrei Torah become nail-driven into you? When does that happen? What kind of a Talmud do you have to be? That the words of your Rebbe are going to be, right, connected as if they were driven with nails. So he says, Bizman shebaleyen nesofi mehem. What it means is, Rabbeisai, you know, from the Loshen Vayeyosef Alamov, a person begins to appreciate his Rebbe when the Rebbe is no longer in this world. He takes them for granted. Bala Yasufois mean not the masters of collections, like the simple pshat, but the Chazal go deeper. Bala Yasufois means those that are no longer here, from the Loshen Vayeyosef Alamov. Because kol zman sherabbi kayum, because kol zman when the Rebbe is still alive, hu hoya maflig loyim. So the Talmud says, no, kol zman shenitzrech, harei rabbi lefonav nishalu. Why do I have to bother now? Can do something else. My Rebbe is here. If you ever need him, make a phone call. You can always approach him. And he says, so what's the point? Fine. But nes rabbi, but once the rabbi is already no longer here, harei yogeya b'yom b'layla l'kan p'mud. It's not the Talmud has to use his own koiches. Because Yedeyahu she'ein lo ilam yilishoil. He knows he has no one to ask. So, emesai hen the two in bodam hazeh. So when are the Divrei Torah, when do they become firmly planted? Bizman sheba'aleyem nesofim. It's a very incredible thing. That sometimes the Talmud will not excel as much while his Rebbe is alive. But when his Rebbe is no longer here, so then he has to put in his own koiches. Then he knows there are no one to rely on. He may not nearly mealy. There's no Rebbe anymore. If I'm not going to do it, no one's going to do it for me. But one thing you see from this Chazal, Bala Yasufa, is that there is something that a Talmud gains after the Patir of his Rebbe. Now Chazal says it in a simple psychological fashion, because when the Rebbe is alive, the Talmud doesn't feel a need, doesn't feel threatened. He doesn't feel he's going to lose anything. If anything, I always have my Rebbe. And the knowledge will be needed. The Rebbe's there, the source will always be available. But later on, he doesn't have that comfort anymore. So that's a simple way of understanding it. So now we go to see what the Tzaddik says in Pri Tzaddik and like Vaymer. This is the first piece, Oysalot. And the Tzaddik says as follows. He says that Yoim Zeh, we know that the day of like Vaymer is Nikra Hilula Dereb Shimon Ben Yochai. It's called the Hilula. Yoim de Hilula means, literally means it's like a day of Simcha. Yoim de Hilula. Mipnei Sheboi B'Yoim Nistalik. So the Tzaddik says, he says, it seems to be a great paradox. It seems to be a contradiction how we deal with different Yahrzeits. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit, tremendously great Yahrzeit, Zion Odor, it's not a Yom Delula, it's a Tainus. No, if Rav Shimon Yochai dies, so now you make merry. So now what, you have to have music, and you start singing all these Negunim, right? And it becomes a Gemoyde Yom Simcha. He says, Avshim Otzinim, though we find Shekobu Tainus B'Yom Mises Tzadikim K'moy B'Zion Odor P'tiris Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. The Chaim we find also Rish Chodesh Ov. The Avshim Hu Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh Ov is Rish Chodesh. Normally Rish Chodesh we shouldn't fast. Mutu L'Sanas Boi, but Ov you're allowed to fast. Mipnei Shu Yoyim P'tiris Aron HaKoyin. Aron HaKoyin died in Rish Chodesh. By the way, that's the only Yahrzeit mentioned Mepurish in the Torah. The calendar date of a P'tira of any of the Manhige Yisrael is only Aron HaKoyin. The Torah says it was Be'echad L'Chodesh, which was in Chodesh Ov. Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit is not mentioned. No one's Yahrzeit is mentioned. We have a Messiah, we have a Kabbalah. However, Aron HaKohen's Yahrzeit is mentioned. And there's Torah on that too. Why specifically only his Yahrzeit, the date of his Patir is mentioned. But here's it made Rish Chodesh. Normally Rish Chodesh, we don't fast. And yet it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, as in Megillas Tainus, as he says, Kiddush Tainus, and Torah Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim Simen Tov Kupay. So the Loma Biptiris Rashbi, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai also Yontif. Why do they make a Yontif? So he says, Achmash Kovutanus Biyoy Mrs. Tzadikim. He says, I want you to know that when do they make a tainus on Yoy Mrs. Tzadikim? That's Davke Bitzadikim Shoyu Mishoy Rish Tayrish Biksaf. Moshe Rabbeinu, basically, he is the Shoyrish. He is the Rabban Shul Yisrael, basically on Tayrish Biksaf. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Tayrish Biksaf. Tzadikim, whose Shoyrish Nishome is connected to Tayrish Biksaf, it is for the Patir of those Tzadikim. He says that be'iko we make a tainus. And he says, Umashu matzino tanus tzadikim b'mises haruge malchus. That's for a different reason, because they were killed. That alone is a reason, is a machayet. Umipni shenherugu v'lai meso al mutosan. Says Rav Tzaddik, Umoshe Rabbeinu olav ha-sholem ha-yeshay rish tayrish ha-biksav. The essence of Moshe. He is the root. He was the wellspring. Tayrish ha-biksav comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the shayrish of tayrish ha-biksav. But Rabbi Akiva, Yeshayrish, Tayrish, Abapeh. If you want to contrast the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Bria and the role of Rabbi Akiva, Moshe is Tayrish, Abiksav, and Rabbi Akiva represents Tayrish, Abapeh. As he points out, Kedi Isa, Bikizvei, Harizal. The Isa, Bemedrish, in Arab Tzadik, quotes the Medrish that we started with. Ubale Asufoi, says the Medrish. When are Divrei Torah firmly planted in the person, right? So what was the Loshna Chazal? When the Rebbe is no longer here. Calls Manshur Rabbi Kayim, Vachuli, etc. Ubi Yoim Shin Istalik, says the Tzadik, the day that the Rebbe, on the day of the Histalkus, right away, on the day of the Histalkus, Oz Nikve'u HaDivrei Torah, B'Levav Yisrael Talmidov, he says. When a Rebbe passes away, there is something about a Rebbe passing away, which there's something higher, which means that the Torah that the Rebbe possessed, it automatically sort of like transfers over into the hearts of Talmidim. Specifically here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, hoy Talmid Rabbi Akiva, being Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, and if there ever was a Talmud who was mekabel the Torah of his Rebbe to the greatest extent, there is no one who was mekabel more than any Rebbe of his, then Rabbi Akiva was mekabel from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. As he himself says, as the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach Zayin, V'yomar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says there, he says to his Talmidim, Shonu Midoisai. It means learn my Torah, says Rashi there. Midoisai means Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is telling his Talmidim, realize where my Torah comes from. So he's clearly trying to impress upon his Talmidim to take advantage and learn my Torah, he says. Why? Because I want you to know that my Torah is trumois mitrumois medois of Rabbi Akiva. It is from the best of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. It's as if to say, as Rashi says, if someone goes and sifts through, right, he hears thousands of different Torah, right? But a person goes and takes a couple of hours, a couple of weeks, and a couple of days, right, and he goes and he tries to go through it and picks the best ones and puts into a sefer. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is saying to his Talmidim, I want you to know, my Torah is from the best. From the most chosen, Rashi says, that was Boicher, from the Mubcharim, from the Mubcher. And I took out the best of the Torah, and that's what I'm giving over to you. So it's not just Torah Rabbi Akiva, but the best of Rabbi Akiva's Torah that you have the opportunity to gain by learning and being Makabal from me. Behind it, what it means is, Shairish Limud Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is an extension of Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is Shairish Torah Shebal Peh, says Reb Tzadik, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Shairish Teiru Shubal Peh. He was the extension. He was the extension of Rabbi Akiva. V'hoyozeh. So now, this transmission of Teiru Shubal Peh being transmitted to the next generation in a way never before took place on the Patira of Reb Shimon Yochai. Because being that Chazal said, Bala Yasufas, that when does the Talmud gain the most from his Rebbe? When it's Balei Sufa, it's when the Rebbe is nostalgic. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who possessed the best Torah of Rabbi Akiva, and if he would want and wish to be successful in having that Torah transplanted in the hearts of the next generation, it would take place on the day of the Patira, because that's the time of Balei Sufa. That's the time when Vayayosef El Amos. So he points out that this was a Boimer particularly, because Akbaimer also has something about it, which is most, he says, an opportune time for this phenomenon to take place. This phenomenon that Klal Yisrael received to the highest degree, Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Akiva's Torah Shebal Peh, from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the most opportune time for this to happen would be Akbaimer. Why? What is so special in the date of Akbaimer? Says Reb Tzadik, because it turns out, you know, in Kabbalah, this is Sfiras Hoyt Shebahoyt. Every day of sphere changes, the sphere has changed, the Zayin Midah has changed, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, Alvus. And like Boimer happens to be Hod, Shebahod. What is the significance of Hod, Shebahod? A lot of interpretations. Tzadik tells us, first you have to know that a Hod, whom Midah, Sa'an, Akhoi. Because let's understand, you have the Zayin spheres, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, Malchus, right? So Zayin spheres. These are the Zion forces, seven koiches in the Bria. You also have the Shiva Royim, like by the Pshpizim. So you have Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, depends which Cheshmi, Moshe, Aharon. So Hoyt is number five, Hoyd is number 5 of the Zayin Midos, right? Next is Yisoid Malchus, 7. So Hoyd is number 5, and the 5th in the order of the Zayin Royim, right? Of the Zayin Royim. So the 5th one is Ahana Koyin. So the mid of Ahana Koyin is the mid of Hoyd. The mid of Ahana Koyin is the mid of Hoyd. The Zayin Royim says Reb Tzadik is connected Zayin Midos. Who says that? Says the Tzaddik. He says, you don't need me for that. It's mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh. He says, and Tasha told us. So, what a coincidence does it appear to be. Here we're talking about Reb Shimon ben Yochai being the Shairish of Teresh HaBapeh, because being the transmitter of Teresh Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva was Teresh HaBapeh. Aaron HaKoyen also, Alpi Kabbalah, was the Shairish of Teresh HaBapeh, because Moshe and Aaron were two brothers. Moshe is mentioned was what? The Shairish of Teresh HaBiksav. Aaron HaKoyen, in contrast to his brother, was the Shairish of Teresh HaBapeh. As he points out, he says, Aaron Moshe Rabbein Olav HaSholem, he says, was Shairish Teresh HaBiksav. But the Aharon was Shairish Teresh HaBapeh. Aharon was the Shairish of Teresh HaBapeh. Moshe Nehmah, as the Potik says, and by the way, that's the posting that the Gemara Darshan to Marav, Doimel Malachashim Savakis, Yivakshu Tarmipiu, and so on and so forth, as we know. So, Kisivse Koyin Yishmurudas. So, the words of the Koyin, Sivse, this is Peh, this is lips, this is teaching Torah. And who the Koyin? Kisivse Koyin, it's the words of the Koyin. Who is the ultimate Koyin? Who is the highest Koyin? Talking about Ana Koyin. Ana Koyin is the Sivse Koyin Yishmurudas, the Torah Yivakshu Mipiu, as the posting says. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Teresh HaBiksav, Ana Koyin is Teresh HaBapeh. And Ana Koyin is the mid of Hoyt. Sphira, like Boimer in the Yemei Sphira, is Hoyt Shebehoyt. So the calendar date of like Boimer, first of all, inherent in the calendar date, in the makeup, the genetic makeup, behind the scenes. What is the Koyach? What are the forces, the dominant forces? In like Boimer is the Koyach of Hoyt, which represents Ana Koyin. So like Boimer is a time of Teresh HaBapeh, where it's an opportune time where the Koyach and the force of Teresh HaBapeh to be able to emerge and to come out. Because Hoyt, which is like Boimer, represents Ana Koyin. That's the Midah, because fifth Midah is Hoyt. Ana Koyin is the fifth of the Zayin Rayin, right? Ana Koyin is Hoyt. And the Midah of Ana Koyin is what? It's Teresh HaBapeh. In contrast to Moshe with Teresh HaBitzav, also the Rem is this, Kisiv say Koyin Yishmurudas. So Aharon HaKoyin is Teresh HaBapeh. So unlike Boimer, which is Hoyt, specifically Hoyt Shebehoyt, which will soon see the significance of the double Hoyt. So the bottom represents Aharon HaKoyin, whose mid is Hoyt. So this is his man of Teresh HaBapeh. This is his man of Teresh HaBapeh. And Ukama Shenema, there's another posik to show. Says of Tzadik an indication that what? That Aharon HaKoyin represents Teresh HaBapeh. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Because Baruch Hu proposes the Shlichus, and he says, "Who me? I know. How can I say it? I'm a Aral Sofasayim and Kvat Pes." What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu answer? Ana Koyin, who yil chol the Pes? Pes, that's Teresh HaBapeh, the Koyach of the Pes, the force of the Pes. I was Tzadik used in those words. So who yil chol the Pes? Another indication of the representation of Ana Koyin. With spheres Hoyt Shebehoyt. Now, when you have a double Hoyt, Hoyt is Aharon. So is the day that Aharon's Midah comes to the greatest, right, expression is when it's Hoyt Shebehoyt, when it's totally Hoyt, completely Hoyt. So Hoyt Shebehoyt is the highest form of the representation of Ahana Koyin's Midah to come to fruition and to come to its fullest expression. Hoyt Shebehoyt is Shoyr Shoyr Shebehoyt, Kamoy, Trumois, Mitrumois, Mendoiz of Shabikiva, the best and the best of the Torah of Shabikiva. So Hoyt Shebehoyt is the best and the best, the strongest and the best Koyches to come out of Ahana Koyin, which is Torah Shebehoyt, to be able to happen on like Bayman. Says Reb Tzadik Yibayim Histalkusai, on the day of the Histalkus, when he left this world, Nikra Hilula Reb Shimon ben Yochai, is Reb Tzadik, because on the day of the Tir of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, you know what happened? The Chol Yisrael Shebedoirai Kiblu V'Nikva Belibam Os Hadib Reb Tzadik. Because that became the fulfillment of the Balei Atzufos. So there was ever a time that Klal Yisrael had the greatest kinyan in Teresh HaBapeh. It took place on the day of the Tir of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. The greatest success of Teresh HaBapeh to become nikva, to become implanted into the hearts of Klal Yisrael, was on the tier of Reb Shimon Yochai, who represented Teresh HaBapeh, the best of Rabbi Akiva. And on the day of the Histalkus, which is the day that Talmidim become Talmidim of Rabbeim of Bali Asufais. So the Yom Istalkus was the day that the Torah of Apev, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, became nikva, became permanently placed into the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Because of the Medrash, as we started with the Medrash, Bizman Shebaleim Nesofim Em, which Nesofim means by Yosef Alamov, when the Rebbe is no longer here, that's when his Torah goes over to the next generation, because Baruch Hu takes his Torah, right? Torah doesn't belong in Shemaim, Torah belongs down here. So the Rebbe is nostalgic with Shemaim, so Kodesh Baruch Hu takes that Torah and transplants it into the hearts of his Talmidim. Yes, let's give that so we get a little time here. We can go to the next paragraph. I just want to show you something. He says, all right, I'll tell you what, we'll do that also. Not to make a difference. So let's go further. When it's the 14th of year, Pesach Sheni, like now, that's when Hoyt begins. Because like Boimer is already the end, that's Hoyt Sheba Hoyt. But the beginning of Sfiras Hoyt is Pesach Sheni. And we said that what, that Hoyt is what represents Ahar Nakoyin, which represents Torah Sheba Peh. Quotes from Tzadik, look at the Zohar HaKadosh. Know the significance that Pesach Sheni is, and therefore we'll see the connection to Hoyt. He says, because it says in the Zohar HaKadosh that Pesach Rishon is miyamino and Pesach Sheni is mismoilo. So you have the two Pesach, right? Pesach Rishon is to the right and Pesach Sheni is to the left, and then you have the days in between. So the Zohar HaKadosh, he says the difference is of miyamino, he says the time on this Torah Shebiksav. That Pesach Rishon, that really represents the emergence, where Klal Yisrael is prepared to be able to receive Torah Shebiksav, but the opening, the valve, the closure to be ready for Torah Shebal Peh, that's Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni happens to be the beginning of Hoyt. And Hoyt represents the Zod Tzadik, Anakoyen. And Anakoyen represents Torah Shebal Peh. So it's very remarkable how we see again the significance of Hoyt connected to Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, in contrast to Pesach Rishon, one is Torah Shebiksav, and what represents a source of Torah Shebal Peh. So now when you, that's so Pesach Sheni, the beginning of Hoyt, that's the beginning of the forces of Torah Shebal Peh in action. That you keep counting to Lag Boimer from Pesach Sheni, right? You Dalad Ir. So you go to Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer now is going to be Hoyt Shebal Hoyt. That's the climax. That's when all of these Koyches of Torah Shebal Peh peaks. So we have the full force, the strongest pressure, if you will, of transmission of Torah Shebal Peh into the hearts of Klal Yisrael will take place on Lag Boimer. And he says, like Vaymer, which is Hoyt Shebahoyt, who Shoyrish Midas Aharin. What else is inherent in Aharin? Shoyevis Abrius and the Karvan Latoira. That's another thing about Aharin. We forget about that. We always think about Aharin, Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom. That's it. A peacemaker. But then there's a Mamre in Chazal that say, Aharin is a major proponent, is a major force in bringing people back to Torah. Oyevis Abrius and the Karvan Latoira. By the way, we see from here, if you really love someone, then you worry also about his neshama. Oyev is abriyas, expresses himself in the caravan with Torah. That's a true expression. If you really love someone, worry about him. Worry about his neshama also with abriyas. Oyev is abriyas, you really love him. Right? If he'd be sick, you'd worry about him, right? If you love him, his neshama also. All the more, oyev is abriyas in the caravan with Torah. Tanakhain represents where Yidden become connected to Torah. And Rabbi Akiva Shai Shairish Torah Shabbat Peh. And Rabbi Akiva, who was the Shoyrish of Torah Shebal Peh, as we know, Shoyrish Kisra Yosius, he was even able to darshan, you know, all of the codes, even the Kisra, the crowns on top of the letters, as the Gemara says in Menachis. And comes a fascinating medrash, something we spoke about many, many times in Shalashivis in different ways. It's a medrash, this is the Tanchum and Chukas, a remarkable, remarkable medrash. But I wouldn't say it, who could say that? Devarim Shloin Nigalu LeMoshe, Nigalu LeRabbi Akiva VeChaveru. Think of Moshe, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the one who brings down Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai. This is Torah. There's no Torah without Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, there was a chelik of Torah that was not revealed to Moshe, but was revealed to B'tita Chaveru. And the Mebi says on the Posik, V'chol Yokor Ra'aso Einai, that he saw all the Yokor, V'chol Yokor Ra'aso Einai. Whose eyes was it? The Rabbi Kiva Chaveru. Now, Moshe didn't see Kol Yoko. It's the same with Abizu. But V'chol Yoko Ra'aso Einoi. That's Rabbi Kiva Chaveru. So being that on the Petir Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, we lost Reb Shimon Ben Yochai maybe physically. But what we gained was all of Torah Shebal Peh, which Reb Shimon Ben Yochai represents the Shire of Torah Shebal Peh, We now gained all that fellowship of peace that we never would have had, and we couldn't have had till now, because it was the Petira, the Stalkers of Shimon Yochai that brought the situation of Balei Asufos. But Chazal said that's when it becomes Merois to Merois to him, like nails driven in. From the nail of Lachain Kovri Ha'Halula B'Yoyim Petira of Shimon Ben Yochai. Therefore, they were Kiveya, a Halula means a celebration. Shehoi Boy Tumas Metumas Medois of Shuvah Kiva again. As we said, because we have here Rabbi Shimon Yochai had the most refined Torah, right, of Rabbi Kiva, right, of Rabbi Kiva. Go down five lines, which is a little time. Lachain Yisra B'Rishalmi. Go down five lines. So, Lachain Yisra B'Rishalmi. Rekalda Sanhedrin, listen to this, just to have an idea of the gaplus of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Listen to this, it's amazing. Yerushalmi says, the Omalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. We spoke about also once in Shoshi. He says, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He said, Rabbi Shimon Yochai was upset. There was a whole story about the seating arrangement. What happened is that a different Talmud was asked to sit closer, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai was sitting a little bit behind. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai felt slighted, seeing that he's lesser of the Talmud Chacham, because he didn't seem to deserve to sit mostly up front. But the Kiva says, what are you worried about where you're sitting? Dayok, it should be enough. Sha'ani yibayrecho, mi and Rabbi Nishloyim makirin moi. Koy chacham. In other words, the Shimichu was so great that no one was able to plummet the depth of the godless of the Shimichu. The Kiva says, this me on this world and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No one else. No one else is a maven on the godless. No one has a shaykhus to your godless. So it's enough. What's the difference where you're sitting? You said, "Dayoch." It's enough. Shani ubayroch. He says, "Makirin koychacho." For hoyeshum odo makir koychoy. No one really understood the godless of Reb Shimon Yochai Raka Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kiva Shoytayre Shoytayre Shabbat. Concludes Reb Tzadik. He says, "You want to know the relationship Lakbaima to us today, or is it a celebration of the past?" No. Ubechol Shana, which means we can get ready for Lag Baomer coming up now. To the Bechol Shana every year, including Shnas Tovshin Tamil Dalit. Ubechol Shana Kishibo Yoim Zeh, when this day of Lag Baomer comes around, Yochoil Kol Odom Lizkois Lefi Koichoi Lahasik Kvies Hadivre Toiro Sheyorad Beyoim Zeh Beteire Shabape Lochain Kabu Lamayit. That's why it's a young. Because it's a second Matan Torah, Rabbi Shah. Look, if a Sefer Torah is merely moved, right? Sefer Torah is moved sometimes from one shul to another to the celebration. The Sefer Torah is brought, right? The first time into a place, it's a big celebration. If a physical Sefer Torah, which is written on parchment, imagine, Torah Shabbat Peh, to be able to be Zeichet the Torah Shabbat Peh, to know what the Torah says, not just to have a Sefer Torah, to own a Sefer Torah. What's the value if you own a Sefer Torah but you have no shaykhus to what's written in it? But make a simcha, right? Make a simcha of taking a Sefer Torah and putting it into the Aron Kodesh. How much more is the greatest simcha when you're able to take that Torah out of the Aron Kodesh and you know what's says in there a little? Isn't it a little bit greater simcha? The entire Torah Shabbat Peh is being given to you. It's achnosa Sefer Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's achnosa Sefer Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what Lag Baomer is. It's achnosa Sefer Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Kstav is one thing. Now it's Torah Shabbat Peh. Ein loch yontes, ein loch simch the godl mizeh. Hachnosa Sefer Torah. Where's the Hachnosa? Not the Aron Kodesh. Into the heart of every Yid. The heart of every Yid becomes the Aron Kodesh, Rabbi Yisrael. To be able to receive the tremendous hashpores of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Tzaddik tells us it is every year. That phenomenon that was caused and brought into the world through the Petira of Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Balei Asufos, the Shayrish of Torah Shabbat Peh. So there's a time for new resurgence. The time to tremendous opportunity to be zeichet, to make new inroads and new successes that one may not have realized before. But like Baomer opens up a new door, there's a new Pesach for higher and much greater hasogis, to have a kinyam, to be kiveya b'lvoi, to be zeichet, as he says, divrei Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is given again and comes down to this world on like Baomer. So this is a very, very fascinating idea. That's why this is the Yom of the Hilula. So this is part one, as we mentioned, Agdoma. The Tzaddik's, right, observation concerning the significance of the Petira of Shimon Yochai. The second thing, we have to understand, yes, Shimon Yochai, who gave us Torah Shabbat Peh, The other chalik, which the tzaddik does not discuss in this piece, but he discusses many other pieces, and as well as certainly subsequent forums, of course, throughout the ages, and the big arichas in the Bnei Yisrael about the pnimius haTorah that was revealed more than any other time, dafka on the day of the Ptira of the Pshimim ben Yochai, pnimius insidus haTorah was revealed. So I feel it's maybe an opportunity to maybe have a little bit of an observation of the tzaddik's philosophy concerning Kabbalah. What is the attitude toward Kabbalah? So let's take a look. This will be very, very fascinating material you'll have here. You'll see as follows. Tzaddik was a master of Kabbalah. He deals with it all the time, and you have an idea of what his attitude towards that is. We preface it on the two lines of the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah regarding all the Marishim. Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the Cheshbon. As you can imagine, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Pasuk makes it appear, Kadosh Baruch Hu, like frightened. Here, Adam Rishon was chayte. He eats from the Eitz Hadas. He's supposed to die. Kadosh Baruch Hu, however, is concerned. The pen Yishlach Yoda, then maybe very quickly he'll go and grab hold of the Eitz Achayim, right? And destroys all the plants, right? And totally everything takes a different turn, different direction. Pasuk says, Va'ato pen Yishlach Yoda, right? V'loka gam me'Eitz Achayim. The Chazal, what does Va'ato mean? And now? And now what? What's Va'ato mean? Ba'ato means tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that on the Marishan, even though you're a chayte, but you can do tshuva. Ba'ato ein ba'ato l'loshin tshuva. Where do we see that? Shenema, in the Devarim it says, Ba'ato Yisrael, Moshe Mokech, Shoyal Mimach, Kim Le'ira, and so on and so forth. Ba'ato is tshuva. Tzadik wrote many, many Sfarim. So here we're quoting a little bit from the Sefer Tikkunos HaShavim. This is a Sefer which is totally dedicated to the philosophy of tshuva, about 15 prokim that Tzadik had there. It's called Sefer Tikkunos HaShavim. So in Siman Tezvav, Ois Memvav, in the middle of an essay, quite a lengthy essay, he says as follows. Aval digdik loshen ha-kosev, he says, there's a slight problem, the posik. It says like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, pen yishlach yodoy. I mean, what's the intent? He might what? He might come to eat it. So the problem is not that he's going to stretch out his hand. The problem is he's going to eat it. What's the pen yishlach yodoy? Right? What's the loshen pen yishlach yodoy? And also, milas gam yitr loshen. Also, the word gam is extra. Va'ato pen yishlach yodoy. V'lokach me'eitz achayim. What's the gam? And also. What's the gam? He says, v'havi loy loymer. He should have said, pen yikach me'eitz achayim, simply. I mean, it's obvious to take something, you're going to stretch out your hand. It's necessary to describe how you take something. We know how you take something. The Baruch was concerned that what then he'll take. Yishlach Yoda is just a hechatimsa, just a hachona to do it. Says Reb Tzadik Mevuer. You know what the pasuk means? Akavona b'meshe hismich zel v'yato va'ato pen yishlach Yoda. It's next to the word v'yato. What v'ato again mean? Tshuva, right? We just learned zal ein v'ato the tshuva. Tshuva is oiris tshuva. The Tzadik tells us that the Eitz Achayim, it's the Eitz Achayim yilmach dikim bo. Eitz Achayim is Torah. However, we have Torah Hanigla, and then we have Torah Hanisla. That's the hidden part of Torah. That's the Kabbalah. That's the Soidus HaTorah. That's the Chelik of Pardes. Shabrem is, of course, the Drush Soid, right? The Soid. The Eitz Achayim, we're talking about other Mauritians trying to avail himself to go into the secrets, to the secrets of Torah, into the Soidus HaTorah, after he speaks from the Eitz Hadat. A person who is a Baal Choyte, Rabbi Yisai, at the same time tries to learn Kabbalah. What does that do to him? What does that do to him? Do we say just it's meaningless? Or do we say it's destructive? Where does it lead? Or maybe nothing. Doesn't make a difference. Says the Tzadik as follows. The Lule had tshuva, had Adam Rishon not done tshuva. V'ato means because he's doing tshuva. V'ato. But if not for doing tshuva, if not for the V'ato, if not for doing tshuva, he says, Vadai Yosef Lishtakeya Barav LaYikrav LeEtzachayim Klal. He would not go to touch the Eitzachayim without tshuva. Rakish Oyer Eloshu. But now that he has a motive, he wants to do tshuva. So now he's going to also go to the Eitzachayim. What does it mean? As Efshar, now there's an opportunity. Once you're doing tshuva on your chatoyim, now there's a possibility. Sheyikrav LeEtzachayim. What is the Eitzachayim? We go on top. Next column. Vehu Hasogis Primius HaTorah. You want to learn Kabbalah? You want to learn Zohar HaKodesh? You want to learn Pnimius HaTorah? You have to do tshuva before you do. V'yidua, now look what the Tzaddik said. These are frightening words, Rabbi Yisrael. Frightening words. A person who is not pure from Taivas Gufnias, im Yerzeli Konis Lepnimius Hatoyer, Hachochna Vasogia Shen Shaykh Loi, Nasis Loi Sama de Moise, Sama Mavis. Ke Acher, like Acher Shekitzit Benetias. Acher was a great man. And the Gemara tells us it's in Perik in Darshan Chagigia, where the Gemara talks about Meister Markovit. Acher also wanted to delve a little bit in the upper spheres, in the higher worlds, in the Oilam Miswal Yoinim. But he was Acher. He wasn't a Kli Mukhshir Lekach. And the Gemara says, Acher Kitzitz Benetias, it's like cutting down all the plants, destroying what's there by coming in contact with the upper world and the secrets therein. The Yomar, the Gemara says in Chagigia about Acher Lefishlo Hayonoki Agav Imei. And as Rashi says, what it means is, again, he was not pure. What the Loshon Imei means is not important now, but that because it's emotional for something. V'akapon Shlo Hayonoki Agav Imei means, so Acher turned to Kabbalah, turned to Pnimiyus HaTorah without preparing himself, without purifying himself, and then learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. Look what he says, V'chein kat Shabsai Tzvi Shem Rishoy Mirka. Shabsai Tzvi Nira, it's my opinion, the Nasu Noyafim, they turned to immorality. That's what Tzadik take on. He turned to Neil. Yeah, they justified it because he said that we're living in the era of Yemois HaMashiach. I mean, he's Mashiach. So Melo, the Isurim of Krisis turn into Keser. Keser is the highest chorus in Keser of the Semoises. Keser is the highest of the Yeser spheres. Keser Chochma Bina, right? And then you have Zayin Midrash. So chorus turns into Keser. What used to be chorus now becomes Keser. Because it's justified. And of course, they were Shekua, right, in the highest form of Hashchosa. And he totally points out is because they studied in the stories, Ba'oid Levov and Molotizer. That's chapter 3. And you have to know that Chidor writes that chapter 3 has great potential. He had great potential. What's Tamar to say? He's talking about chapter 3. Tremendous potential. But it turned to the worst. That great potential turned catastrophic. It turned against it. And we know what happened. Chapter 3. The Mishnah would have been mistaken in Gans and the Chedei Tadas, the Iske Koidim Shechoto, then Nedam Memeno Yedias Hara Koliker. Then all of the Ra would have been completely uprooted. Then you can eat from the Eitzachayim. Because Lekach Nivr Letorch Odom. The point is, because Baruch was concerned, it's not going to be a full tshuva. And then you have no right to touch the Eitzachayim, which is the hidden Chalokim of Torah, the hidden parts of Torah. Because otherwise, when you are pure, avada, all of the Torah is there for you. When you are pure, all of the Torah. Why is the Torah b'chlal? The Torah is for klal Yisroel. The chol abriya hoisa b'shviloi, because of man. The Torah was because of man. V'raisa v'kutchim b'chu v'Yisroel kul echad, it's one. The Yisroel hu shayrish adam of all mankind, the shayrish of mankind is Yisroel, sh'b'shviloi nivra olam. So Tzadik says, v'hu echad u'mis'achid mami sh'meitzachayim hu atayrit. Mankind, meaning Yisroel, which is the purpose of mankind, is mamish one with Torah, because everything is called Chayim. Mankind is Nishmas Chayim Shenofach Biyapo, Vahakol Sherish Echot Shel Chayim, Zenikra Chayim, Vedek Eitz Chayim, and the Kosh Baruch is Elikim Chayim. It's all Chayim. Rise the Kutchim Yisroel. But that's when you're pure. When you're Tovik and the Kosh Baruch Hu, so Torah and Yisroel, right? And Kutchim, it's one. But you can't have Torah without Kutchim. If you're not connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't have faith. If you want to be a Yisroel, it's a three-way package. You can't take two out of the three. It doesn't make a difference which two. It's got to be three. Yisroel, or Yeraisa, and Kutchim Bichu. If it's not, if man is not worthy, the man does not prepare himself, he has Taivas Gufni, as Tukur of Tzadik says, that's what happened to Shaftar Tzvi. There were Oysig ben Yisroel, but Oy Levov Amol Atayim. That's one. Number two, Rabbis, go to the left side, go to number six. This is a new sefer. When I say new sefer, I mean just introduced in the shir. It's a sefer of the Chareinus, which is another sefer of Reb Tzadik. Don't believe we have this particular sefer yet. But here again, Reb Tzadik has lengthy, literally pages and pages of articles dealing again with the depth of Kabbalah and the attitude towards Kabbalah. So I took out one or two in Yonim. And he writes as follows. He says, "Ukvar motzino nimtzu harba anoshim gedolim." Look what he says. The Emes says we find many great people. Mechaberei sfarim alahakas amukabolim. I mean, you have mukabolim. You had always, every generation, you had mukabolim and mukabolim. So you have groups of mukabolim, and they wrote sfarim. Shenichshul gam kim bazeh. What is he referring to? Referring to, he mentions above, Kabbalah is not something that you're able to be masig. He says with human staple. He says you have to be a bal madrega, and the knowledge of Kabbalah is given to you by a matonim and a shumai. Because Kabbalah, he says, simis atayre, he says, is not human understanding. If you are worthy, so then they are mashpia you with that chokhmah and a shumai. So he says many balim ukabolim, what they did was they wrote Sifrei Kabbalah and they translated it into human terms, trying to make it gash music, to water it down. As a tzaddik, was a big mistake. Those who need it watered down are not worthy of learning it anyway. And number two, they don't really understand it, because that's not what Kabbalah and Simis Atayre is about. And he says, and he condemns, by the way, he's condemning a lot of great people. And he's condemning, and he says, Meklolam bal sefer Yoshe Levov, Shehizber inyan atzimtzum mikadayimi, took the concept of tzimtzum in Kabbalah, Dvarim harbe, and other things, minyona Kabbalah, Bahagshoma gimura, turning it into a gashmizige concept, Lemaven, Uparatative, Ritzadik wants to excuse himself. Why am I mentioning his name? Doesn't seem maybe too ethical. Writing a paper, maybe a Pshat Lashon Hara or something. I'm mentioning his name. He says, Uparatative. He says, Bishem. I'm mentioning his name. Vati Shikvar Pirsimuhu. Because his name already is known by Eze Mechabrim Haboim Akrov Bidfus. In other words, there are already critical articles written against him, Levarer to Yoisabaze, his mistakes, by trying to water down and to translate Kabbalistic terminologies and themes and concepts into simple Gashmizige terms. Says Reb Tzadik, imagine, this was a great man. Here is a great man, he said, who made a mistake in terms of working with Kabbalah, in how to teach it. Avopi says, Shigamzeto is God of the Torah Kapara, even though what he did is also a great mistake, but at least it's from an Elohim source. As I mentioned, with an Ish Kodosh, he says. As he commissioned his boy Lamailo, he says, Mikol Mekemene Chet Chomer Kokach, commissioned his by Mediva Harivet of Ramban. Ramban, as we know, also was very strong, steeped in Kabbalah, which Ramban had a Rebbe, which was Rebbe Israel, which is known in Spain, which introduced Ramban to Kabbalah. Achoish, but a person, says the Tzaddik, for a person who's not pure, here we have an Ish Kodesh, he says, who also made a mistake. But it's not such a chet chomer kol kach. But a person, he says, whose nefesh is not pure, and he gets involved with Kabbalah, he can come to Chatoim Gimurim. V'chein ro'isi kosov v'seifer nitzvus la'echot kodesh. Medaber dekat shapsoi tzvi shem rishoi mirkav, shebo, again, l'mashibo, Hoyo al yedei iskom bechokmes hakabola belev mole taivet oilam hazeh bikshimu hadeh. So they watered this down and everything turned into gashmi. Again, he's repeating in a different sefer what I show you from another sefer, the same thing with Tzadik is telling us. And he says, Nachmeir, he says, Val yedei ra'oisam l'shoyin es zivik chibul benishuk. Not everybody can take when you talk about these private inyonim and think of it in areas of kedusha. If you're not a kodesh yourself, when you deal with such topics, right, the private matters which belong in the bedroom, he can just take you and veer you further off course. So he says, "Ukedayim novelu l'tavas niyuf rachmon l'tzlam va'ad shehir shiu harbet." In Dvar Mamish Gresher Roshoyim, "Vechen Yodano bebir." Look what he says further. So here he does mention the name. We know merav echad bedayre shelikne ponenu shehayim mugzik lechacham umekubal. The hit for safer binyone kabola bas komes chachme adora hu ba achekach nichshul be inyan niyuk rachmanu islam. Why? U built this off a godam like gamkin iskoi be chachme ahu the hikshimu bahar be kinistra. What does Megashim give it? Gashim is it. Kenikim metoich sifroi. Hashem yechap rabbi adoi. Because Safti say, I'm writing this as a tzadik laman da. Kame ho odom torach li zoer. Lidroj ben Istoris, before you get involved with Nister, to my Zuzihiru, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. I mean, this is a mouthful, and the commentary is not necessary to add. Let me just tell you see how Rasodik's I mean critique, and critical, I mean critical attitude, goes even further. Look at the right side here, another stickle of Sefer HaZichronot, again from Sefer HaZichronot. The Tzaddik says as follows, L'tichach tzarech l'hisrachik. First of all, the Tzaddik tells us, there were written countless and countless sforim on Kabbalah by great people. Great people. The Tzaddik says not every Sefer is reliable, even from great people, to learn Kabbalah from. Go one step further. Recognize great people. And he says, you have to be misrachik mechaburim, chiburim. Hamazbirim in yonah Kabbalah derech hachakira meliba. In other words, if it's something that is motivated by hakira belev through their own investigation, from their own initiation, not something that either they were mekabel from higher or from their rabbeim and so on, but through hakira meliba. Ukemoyosin sheiru about dvar mechachma philosophy. There is some balim mikubalim that brought certain sources from philosophical, from great philosophers, and mix it in. Now look what he says. You're going Sefer Noivlois Chochma, like the Sefer Noivlois Chochma, Shekvar Hizr Memenu. It was already warned to be careful. Probably one of the great geniuses of all time. In every Chochma that you might, you know, that you think of, is the Adam Gadol that Kedai to talk about him once, at length, really. It's an Adam Gadol by the name Rav Yosef Shloime del Nadigo, who was known as Yosher. Yosher is the acronym of Yosef Shloime Reife, who was a physician. This person lived born in 1591, going back a lot of years, born in 1591 in the island of Crete. He was known as Yosher Mekandia. He was nifter ultimately in Prague. 1655, if you ever visit the old Beit HaChaim HaYoshon, by the way, it's off limits. Whoever visits the Kever Maral, fine. But where the Yosef Shloime del Medigo lies, it's off limits. Eitzatam Shia, you can't go there. But there's a rope. You're able to see the Matzeva over there at a distance. This Rav Yosef, as I mentioned to you, at a young age, exhibited literally amazing mental brilliance. The man was a genius. Was an Ilu Nifle. His parents gave him a Jewish education, but they wanted him to basically to excel also and to learn secular disciplines as well. He studied philosophy, and he studied the sciences, he studied mathematics and medicine. He excelled in astronomy, and he spoke several languages. Guess what happens? At the age of 15, he goes and travels to Italy, and he enrolls in the University of Padua. Padua, that's where Ramchal is from. Padua, that's where the Maram Padov is from. He enrolls that in the University of Padua, and he studies under Galileo. He takes advantage of the opportunity, makes acquaintance with the Gedolei Yisrael in Venice, at the time Venice, is a near Venice Yisrael, and he finishes his studies at the age of 18. Somehow he returns back to Candia and gets married, and for Maite, he practices medicine, and he's a doctor. He puts his thoughts to paper at that time, decides to write a little bit, and so on and so forth. And he wrote, which is known as an encyclopedic treatise, is called Beis Yar Halavonon, which is a summary of all the branches of knowledge which were studied in his days. And it was never published by Meister. And he also had he began to collect a library which consisted of 7,000 volumes. Most of those days, 7,000 volumes. And it's said that he possessed an unfailing memory, and he had an amazing faculty for learning in Moedig et Pisa and virtual day things, swallowed the thousands of volumes of sun that he had. And literally a once-in-a-lifetime genius. The thing about him is he was a wanderer. He never remained too often or too long in a place. After a few years, he moved on and on. Nobody's very sure why he moved on, but there was a Talmud of his by the name of Rav Moshe Metz, in a letter printed in Sefer Elam, which is called. He says that my Rebbe, he says, of Yosef Shloime, he said, had such a tremendous love for knowledge, he says, that it caused him to wander throughout the world to see where he can find more. It's something, you know, you learn about people and you learn about new things in different places, different climates, you're open. The kid says, so he stopped, his first stop as he traveled, and he's a young man, he travels and goes to Cairo, goes to Mitzrayim. Right away, when he comes to Mitzrayim, his reputation preceded him, and he was challenged to a debate to a prominent Muslim scholar in public on problems of mathematics.
religious. He was mamish very young at the time. He was in his 20s or so. He said that he mamish easily came out ahead. He passed this eminent opponent, because this Muslim was known as a Muslim scholar. But had the personality that he had, he couldn't see the hurt that his opponent had. He made sure to assuage the hurt feelings, and he left with very, very friendly terms. Unfortunately, he shouldn't feel about this Muslim who he beat it. Now, he goes to Constantinople, and there he studies Kabbalah from someone who's known by the Biankoiv, then Nachmir. He goes further, then he goes to someplace not far from Romania, Mamish Lidli. And there he studies with the Shlema Arabi in Yassi. From 1629, goes to Poland, and his fame as a doctor is widespread, and so on. He goes to Vilna. Then he goes to Frankfurt, and he was recognized as one of the true Gedolei Yisrael because of his genius. He said, after that, he stopped all of his secular studies and he delved himself, totally immersed himself in Torah. And one of his farim, of the many, many farim, again, is a sefer called Neuvloi Tzvachman, which is a sefer on deep, deep Kabbalah. And it's that sefer that Tzadik says, but Tzadik is not a fan of that sefer. Let's take a look here further. The Tzadik says, if you're going sefer, like take the sefer of Neuvloi Tzvachman, and then he goes on to say, the chain ledati, my opinion, royalist rachik m'sefer beis elikim, m'sefer shara shemaim shechiber, Rabbi Avram Kohen a rira. Who is he? This Avram Kohen a rira that the Tzaddik is referring to was a Mekubalma philosopher who was born around 1570. You see how far back we're going. This Rabbi Avram a rira. This person basically was very, very close also to his family, occupied a high standing in the government. And Lamaisa, he was very close to, there was a minister called Ferdinand Gonzalez de Cordova. And what happened was, when they conquered Naples, he became mamish a diplomat. This Rabbi Avram, that was what he was referring to, became a diplomat. And later on, he was captured. When the British captured that city, he was also taken as a captive. Anyway, through all diplomatic negotiations, he was set free, but he decided not to go back to He goes to Amsterdam, and he lives a good number of his life as a Marano. It is still dangerous to live as a Yid openly. In Amsterdam, he learns Torah from Rabbi Yisrael Saruk, who was one of the Talmido Arizal. Alright, so, not bad. And his tremendous ideas in Kabbalah became so popular, and he was so highly respected that Rav Menashe ben Yisrael, right, the famous Rav Menashe ben Yisrael of Amsterdam, took a haskama on one of his sforim from this Rav Avram, a rira that we're talking about. And also in Amsterdam, the great rav at the time was Rav Yitzchak Abuav. Rav Yitzchak Abuav, who was the rav of the Spanish Yeshiva, the Spanish Portuguese Shul, they were in Amsterdam, going back many, many years. The rav there was Rav Yitzchak Abuav, going back 4 centuries, and also gave him tremendous cover. He wrote a number of sforim, this Rav Avram, a rira, and he wrote a number of sforim also in Spanish. The interesting is that the sefer Beis HaLikim was written in Spanish, and it's called Casa de Dios, which is Casa's house, Beis HaLikim, the house of God. And later he had it translated into English and Kurdish. Anyway, he's a great Baal Mekubal, as he said. His Rebbe was the Talmud of the Arizal, the Tzaddik said, stay away from the sefer. That's all he has. As he said. He says, why? He says, Shisova Bazeh, he says, Svaret Miliboy. He concocted things on his own. And the fact that he went and he connected, as a matter of fact, there used to be some Baal Kabbalah that used to connect to Kabbalah a lot of Aristotelian theories. You know, Aristotle theories are very, very popular. And he says here also, this Rabbi Avram connected a lot of philosophical theories. And wanted to combine it in Chokhmah to Kabbalah HaMoseg is B'nevuah Ruach HaKodesh. So he says, it can't come from gracious sources. Kabbalah had to come from the Vuh and Ruch HaKodesh. Ubechlau shloi le'ayin b'sefer shloi yeda she'mechabra ho'yitzayfer Ruch HaKodesh. Finish. So that's what he's telling you. The mechabra, if you don't know that this is mechabra and Ruch HaKodesh, don't study. But Ruch HaKodesh be'atzen b'yidiyat in yona ha'soydet ha'il ha'mitan. Or she'kibul ishme p'yishme misha tzofer b'makofer. Or even if he wasn't in Gansin a great Baal Ruch HaKodesh, but he was mechabul ishme p'yish from someone who clearly was. Kizul ha'zeh, because otherwise, if the sources don't come from so high up, these are hidden things. Kabbalah is hidden things. Let's be on the Seifel. Seifel doesn't work here. you can be the greatest genius. Kedusha and Tahara, Ruach HaKodesh. And this is the source, and that's the only right way of learning Kabbalah. What we just, I have to just conclude partially because we want to just conclude the Harvest Torah for another 5 minutes, because being, as we discussed, like Bremer, is of course the stoutest of Shimon and Yukhoi, Amr Rabbi Kiva, the Tzaddik pointed out, the Shoyush of Perish of Bafay. And what did Rabbi Kiva stand for? Tamid Rabbi Kiva died and stopped dying on like Bremer, but he died because the Gemara says, Shlonahagu Kovay Zelozeh. Ironically, Tamid Rabbi Kiva died, why? Shlonahagu Kovay Zelozeh. Who is the Rebbe? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the highest and the greatest proponent for Hafta Reacha Kamaycha, they called Godel Batayre. Who more than anybody else promoted Ahavas Yisroel? It would be ironic that Talmid Rabbi Kiva would be Nichshol Davke in something which was the banner, right, of Rabbi Akiva's essence. But Hafta Reacha Kamaycha, they called Godel Batayre. Says the Tzadik here in Paishas Kedoshim and Pit Tzadik, the last piece. Skipping on one small piece, go to the next one, last piece. Oyes Yudalit. This is the middle of a shtickle again, you see. Rav Tzadik says, Hashem Yizborach Oyev LeKlal Yisrael. Hashem Yizborach loves every Yid. K'men Shenemar, Ohavti Eschem Omer Hashem, the Novi says. The Yizgalus Ohava. But how does a Yid feel? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him? Says Rav Tzadik, Yizgalus Ohava. To be aware of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you. V'chol Prat V'chat Yisrael, Hu Tolui Be'anhog Yisoda. It depends how you display love to your fellow man. If you're going to display love to your fellow man, you're also going to experience and feel the love that Kodesh Baruch Hu has to you. It runs measure for measure. As he says, Kiduah Mabal Shem Tov, Gugamkin Bemedrish Apostik Hashem Tzilcha. Shem Tzilcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is your shade. What does it mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu is your shade means, Shekemoi Shodan Misnai Gatzmoi, Keina Kodesh Baruch Hu Misnai Gimoi, Kemoi Hatzel Shenoita Atzmoi Kifinatia Sodan. The tail moves according to the way you move. You said it's down, up, up, move, stop. The way it is. So Hashem Tzilcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu's attitude towards you will be the same way that your attitude is towards others. For the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it says, Noi Seyovin Vayver Al Pesha. So there's a comma. Lemi Noi Seyovin, to whom does the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive Avayinoi? Lemi Shoyv Al Pesha, if you can forgive somebody else. If you're capable of forgiving somebody else, then you have a right to stand up and ask for your forgive me. But if you are not capable of forgiving, why should you be forgiven? On what basis? Let me know, say Yavoy. Let me show over al pesha. If you're able to overlook Shoy done to you, then you deserve noy say Yavoy. So he points out, he says, Bishvil Shoda Misnai Brachmonis Lavra al pesha, Kemoikan Kodish Baruch, Misnai Gimoy, Venoy Sala Yavin Gamke. Bishloima de Zehu Kavonis Loshana Kosi. We have to react on Kemoikha, it says, Ani Hashem. So the question is, Ma Inyan Askiyom Ani Hashem? What's the conclusion, Ani Hashem? Avorot Soloimer, you know what the Pesuk means to say? She'im atom misnai gimachecho v'royecho be'ahavo. If you are noig, if you conduct yourself with your chavo be'ahavo, so ani Hashem, I will do the same to you. That's what the ani Hashem says. The oifem and the manner in which I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will relate to you will be the exact same way that you relate to another yid, to another chavo. He says, if you are misnai gimachecho v'royecho be'ahavo v'shloistis olof chet, the prophet says that also. Ken ani Hashem misnai imcha gam ken ken. Matarazeh tishyomru. That's what he's saying. Vahavu yachu kamoicha klal gadol b'toyri. He says further, hainu lekim atoyri. This is another thing. You know we all have big yetzer. And the Gemara tells us, what's the only yetzer? It says, learn Torah, of course, but it says, ulemola kodesh baruch hu ozroi lo yuchaloi. Because if baruch hu would not help us, we would have no chance. How much can we expect that kodesh baruch hu to help us? As a tzaddik, it depends on you. The more that you're willing to help another yid, you can expect that Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you in your spiritual muhammad with your own yitzhak. The tzaddik is said. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. That called Godel Batayre. We have a kamoicha, which is a social mitzvah, is important. The Torah means for kima Torah that you should be a success in your spiritual vocation. The yitzhak shall love them on the one hand, is gabarola b'chol yayim. So the question is, so how is it going to be zeiche? What is the passport? Right? What is the schus? What is the payment? What opens the door that Shem lo yezvenu biyodoi? What's the machayim that Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him? Zehu al yedei v'ohavto l'reyacho kamoicho. K'moishu hu misnagim abriyiz b'derech hatoiv l'heitiv l'zolosoi. Keina shem yizborach negdoi. Meisim ayin hashkuchos that Kodesh Baruch Hu will have his eye upon you. Olov lehitivaloi vadricha b'derech hatoyva yosher. At kan miksav yad kocher. This piece is actually written mamish from the tzaddik, as it turns out. A lot of the pitzavik has been heard, written from Talmidim. But this is written exactly from the tzaddik. We see here moedig ezach and rabbi tzaddik. We see here that first of all Hashem tzucho, Hashem treats us in the way that we treat other people. We see the moedig ezach, that if you want to be zoichet the pnimiyas haTorah, you can't amount to any depth in Torah with Ad Yerushalayim, Ad Kedushin Tahara. It's a very, very important message. Torah is not just on a chokhmah, it's not just a secular or intellectual exercise. But Torah needs Yad Yerushalayim, and forget, if you learn it not in the proper way, it can become a samamobis, as the Tzaddik point out, how great, great people actually would drag deep into the mud, thinking that they might grow, and just the opposite, it destroys them. And ultimately, we remember what the Tzaddik said, that a Goymer is a time where you have a special hashpura of Torah Shabbateh coming down year after year, and anyone who wants to avail themselves has a great opportunity not to let the day of a Goymer slip through the fingers, to be able to be zeichet, the tchutzim, and the gavels of the Torah, and the hashpura of the Torah, and all the brachas that comes along with it.